This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What he said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of moments. And it's interesting because just last, a week and a half ago, I wrote, actually on June 20th, 2018, there you have it, if you want to fill the seats, just promote the fight. Driving support communist style. Now, you may have heard in the last couple days how Glenn Beck walked off the set of none other than CNN, fake news, who have less than 2 million viewers a day. Isn't it interesting? How they are broadcast, and yet they have less than 2 million viewers a day. With that said, the information I'm going to actually roll out, I'll let them say it to you, is exactly what I just got done sharing with you on June 20th. And of course, all of those that want to refuse to see the truth for what it is, they just ignore it. But I'm here to tell you today, friends, that if you want to fill the seats, just keep promoting the fight the way that the CIA-controlled media is doing so, because what they're doing is driving support communist style. And if the American people would understand communist tactic, you would understand and see it for what it is as to what's taking place under this brand new administration, 500 days in. I'll hit that in just a couple moments. I got some interesting, weekend I went out of town to go to my mother's grave on a personal note. With that said, I was out in the state of South Dakota. And I'm on the backside. I mean, you're in real farmland territory. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You see rural farms, but when you go out into deep South Dakota, it's like their fields are like 10 times bigger than the rural farms locally where I live, in the area in which I live, or even 15 minutes outside of a city, you name it, across the United States. And it's like, whoa, I mean, these guys are the real deal farmers. But with that said, which plays into what I'm telling you here, and it ties into what I'm telling you here, I went to Aberdeen, South Dakota. And we pulled into Aberdeen, South Dakota. Again, we're talking about a country, a city in the middle of the country, namely in South Dakota. And I'm parked out in front of the store, and as I'm parked out in front of the store, I'm noticing Muslims coming in and Muslims going out. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. And I'm not playing stupid with you, by the way. But I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. Aren't the American people told, and aren't they being told that this stopped, and that many of them are being deported? And, of course, it lines up with statistics concerning the State Department's statistics concerning Donald Trump's administration and Barack Hussein Obama's administration, and how under Donald Trump it's actually doubled. The influx of immigrants coming into the United States has doubled under Donald Trump. And the reason that's happening is because the American people have taken the bait, okay? And I'm going to show you and further solidify my point in just a couple minutes here. But I'm sitting there watching these Muslims coming in and coming out, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. I'm in South Dakota. I'm in deep state South Dakota. And I'm seeing all these Muslims coming in and all these Muslims going out. I'm thinking to myself, okay, so I just went online and I looked it up right away. And of course, the local CIA-controlled outlets in the state of South Dakota, as they are all across the country, did a report on these Muslims. And these Muslims were talking about how they feared for their own safety and how they feel ostracized. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, this is totalitarian methods. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Nothing new under the sun. I mean, for example, if I go to the Quran and I just go to chapter 2, verse 191, it says, "And slay them whenever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slaying, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers." And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. You fear for your own safety, yet your false gods tell you exactly what you're supposed to do to those that don't believe. See, America, you're backwards in your thinking. And I want to tell you this, it's all across the boards. It's not just with what I'm highlighting right now. It's with the present administration. It's with what you believe on a daily basis. It's what you're being told on a daily basis. Folks, it's upside down. It's on its head. You're just simply being lied to in so many different ways. And you're drinking in the Kool-Aid and you're believing the lie as if it's the truth, when in fact, if I was to talk to you, you would tell me you don't believe what's being told you, but yet you again act accordingly. Going back to South Dakota, all these Muslims coming in, all these Muslims going out in the middle of the country. Here I have another one for you. Quran, chapter 3, verse 28. "Let not the unbelievers take unbelievers for friends rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming." Okay, whatever that means. Right? Here's another one. Quran, chapter 8, verse 12. "I am with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast into the believers hearts of terror, so smite above the necks and smite every finger of them." And you have, folks, listen to me. You have Judases within the networks throughout the United States of America that are actually writing on the behalf of those that have come into America that mean to commit something called a jihad on you sooner or later. And I'm not the one making it up. I'm just telling you from what they call the holy book as to what they mean to do to you. And yet it's your Judases, those that you would call journalists, that are going in the defense of them that mean to destroy you and your country. I just want to clarify. Matter of fact, I was talking to a gubernatorial candidate this morning. Interestingly enough, in Michigan, you have Abdul El-Sayed. They believe that he's got a lot of momentum in Michigan to win the gubernatorial candidacy concerning the primaries, to win the governorship in that state. Do you have any idea, America, as to what you're playing with, as to what you're tolerating, because the media told you that they're the victims and not the perpetrators of crime? You're in trouble. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just talking about how in Michigan right now, they have a Muslim running for the governorship in that state. And what's funny about this, and it's not funny, figuratively speaking, the people in the state of Michigan all the well know that his funding is coming from George Soros, an international criminal. And yet they stand back and act like there's no harm that's going to be brought to their state when they can already see their state being overrun. I mean, folks, you need to understand that the media tells you who to love. The media tells you who to hate. The media tells you who to be afraid of. And who to trust, what to think and what not to think. Let me say that again. The CIA-controlled media that blatantly said that when the American people believe as to what we say, they said it was completely false. They know that their campaign is over with, and they have now succeeded when the American people believe everything that they say. And again, I've highlighted this so many times, it gets sickening, but I need to say it and interject that thought into this conversation. Remember, folks, that what they're telling you and what the facts are two different stories. The media tells you who to love. They tell you who to hate. Who they tell you to love, you should be hating on. Who they tell you to hate, you should be loving on. Who they tell you to be afraid of, you should trust. And who they tell you to trust, you shouldn't trust. What they tell you to think, you should think the opposite. And what they tell you not to think is exactly what you should be thinking about. And that's why I'm always here to point my finger back into Christ. At our founding documents, in that order. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. I was just highlighting, folks, during the last segment, that in Michigan, you have Abdul Al-Sayed. By the way, if you'd like to get this guy, you want to start seeing some punches being thrown here, folks, I'll tell you what. What you need to do is you need to set up interviews for this radio show. You need to get Abdul Al-Sayed on this radio show so we can ask him some real questions. Because down the list, over and over and over and over again, people that have attacked me and my ministry refuse to get on the radio with me. Keith Ellison. The list go, folks, I can make a whole show out of just the list of people that have done so. But they refuse to get on the radio because they know that if they were to get on the radio show that they'd be undone real quick. And again, it's not me tearing them apart, friends. It's the Constitution, which they mean to tear down, is what's tearing them apart. And they don't want that to be known. And that's why they continuously keep running the same CIA-controlled media outlets. That's why you only see them on MSNBC, CNN, ABC News, CBS News, Fox News. They always keep their candidates safe from ridicule that will expose them for who they are. They don't want them on radio programs like this. And by the way, that's why you made us the number one radio show again today. Because you know that's exactly what we're doing here. Hey, folks, truth demands a response, and they can't respond to the truth. The only thing they can do is run from it. But I want to tell you and them, you can run, but you cannot hide from the truth teller or the truth giver. But again, let me say this one more time. The media tells you who to love, who to hate, who to be afraid of, who to trust, what to think, and what not to think. And so many people will tell me over and over, Bradley, we don't believe the media, we don't believe. Yes, you do! Because the minute anybody calls when you talk politics or you talk religion, when anybody calls them out for who they really are by showing you their fruit, you attempt to justify it because you're attempting to justify yourself and your favorite political or religious figure. And let me tell you what, political or religious figure, if you know who they are for the most part in the mainstream media, it's because they're put up to be so. They're the players. They're the pawns. They're the actors, America. And again, in a couple moments, I'm going to play for you that if you want to fill the seats, that's all you have to do is just promote the fight. It's exactly what the CIA-controlled media is doing. And this is how you drive support communist style. And it's actually an interview with Glenn Beck and CNN. I'll give you a little more intro to it when we get there. But I want to go back to this because it's important for people to understand what's going on in their country. I was just sharing with you in Aberdeen, South Dakota, I seen Muslim after Muslim after Muslim after Muslim. Oh, by the way, if you want to know if they're here to assimilate, you'll see that they don't have the religious garb on. If they have the religious garb on, it means they're not here to assimilate. See, they believe that they're above the law. Slay the idolaters wherever you find them and take them and confine them and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. Can you believe this? And lie in wait at every place of ambush. These people are coming into the United States of America. This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1, that they feed upon, which runs in direct contrast, stark contrast with the Holy Bible. That's why when you look at their prospective countries, friends, there's nothing there. And keep in mind, friends, the destruction they come from, their culture, they mean to bring it here. They mean to bring it here. Well, Bradley, they're not all bad. No. I've heard it said this way. The difference between a moderate and extremist, the moderate will hold your feet while the extremist is cutting your head off. And if that's far-fetched, then you tell me what's going on over in Europe right now. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time to set me straight, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to highlight this during this segment before I get over to my next point in this audio I'm going to play for you, is that when you go to Denmark, there is a 450% increase of more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. When you go to Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 crimes committed on a daily basis over in Germany. And keep in mind, Angela Merkel, the prime minister over there, she's the one that slapped her flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. And you also had Hillary Clinton say that she admires her more than anybody else. And yet Hillary Clinton is there today committing more crimes against we the people, while Donald Trump does absolutely nothing concerning the crimes of the Clintons, but going out and about and saying that they're good people. And did you also know, Donald also, just a side note, since we're running that little rabbit trail right now, did you see that Donald Trump just said, I'm tired of watching politicians screw up this country? Well, then, Mr. Trump, I got a quick question for you. Action speaks a lot louder than words. Where is that prosecutor? I just seen another article yesterday talking about how Barack Hussein Obama means to destroy Donald Trump's administration. Well, then where is justice, Mr. President? What, they got a free hand to go ahead and attack your ministry at, or your administration at will? Apparently so. Hey, still waiting for that swamp to be drained, Mr. President. What happened to that? Oh, and you know, here we have all of today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, just making excuses after excuses for the president as to why he has not dropped the hammer on those that are committing crimes. Allegedly, let me add, allegedly committing crimes and allegedly trying to take down his administration. Folks, you're being lied to. And if you want to keep going on with your big bad self and keep following a man, you go ahead. The Bible clearly says this: cursed be the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. And don't sit there and tell me about it. It's the best we have. No, it's the best option that you had concerning what they put up, so they win either way. It doesn't matter. Okay. The lesser of two evils, choose neither. Period. In Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. Wow. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslims. Where are the men in Sweden? My goodness. In England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. I wanted to highlight as well, friends, just a little side note to that. Did you see that just recently, as a matter of fact, it was posted today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, that in fact, just like I told you several years ago from eyewitness accounts, spoken to me personally, that Barack Hussein Obama was personally arming ISIS over in Syria. Of course he was. Over in Syria, friends, he was arming them. Of course he was. When are you going to quit playing stupid, America? When are you going to quit playing the games and pull yourself out of this mess? Bombshell, former Obama advisor Ben Rhodes, yes, Obama armed Islamic jihadists in Syria. Oh, so they wait until their tenure is up, and then they tell the American people the truth. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, there is reciprocity here, and we still can charge him for his treason.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has called for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweeted, "The border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families." Attorney General Jeff Sessions says we must secure our borders.
We're going to continue to prosecute those adults who enter here illegally. We are going to do everything in our power, however, to avoid separating families.
Thousands of families are still waiting to be reunited. A lot of the parents are claiming ICE officials are not telling them where their children are. Communication with parents and other agencies have been a major issue in complying with the president's executive order to reunite the families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Sons of Liberty. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean. By the way, America, I wanted to let you know, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, conservative outlet and their traffics across the United States of America, down 88%. You're doing it to yourselves. Down 88%. They're censoring free speech. I wanted to let you know that. That's all the more reason we need the support in the ministry, is to keep combating this, because by the grace of God, I'm not moving. 88% of conservative traffic, Christian traffic, is being censored. Okay? Also wanted to let you know, you can go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Double E. Go over to my YouTube page. Check out the videos that we put up for you on a weekly basis. We have James Gillette and Eric Hollander. Both did the Jaws reunion, 30 years with Steven Spielberg. The documentary that you see on that video is the guys that are doing our videos for us. So we're taking no shortcuts. We're using the best of the best. Showing you what the problems are, yes, indeed, but magnifying the law against the problems to establish justice and peace within the gate, the way that the Lord commanded in the book of Amos, chapter 5. I also wanted to let you know you can give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show. where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Interestingly enough, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted in Minnesota, bacon found at mosque results in hate crime investigation and solidarity vigil for Muslim community. Now, this is a great point that Tim just made. He said, was there ever a sunrise solidarity vigil held for the hundreds of thousands of Christians who were killed, driven from their homes, enslaved, subjugated, or persecuted in other ways by Islamic jihadis? I mean, one considers the scope and magnitude of the Muslim persecution of Christians worldwide and other non-Muslims in recent years. A few strips of bacon left in a mosque seem rather trivial? Yeah, of course. A rude gesture, to be sure, said Tim. The people who did this, if they are non-Muslims, are louts, and if they are Muslims, they're victimhood-claiming liars, as we have seen so many times in the past. Yep, right on the heels of the sodomite communities. So, folks, when you gave the green light to the sodomite communities, the homosexuals, you gave the green light to everybody and everything else to come right behind them, and that's exactly what they're doing. When you advocate what God condemns, you're asking for trouble, and trouble you get. It's just that simple. Check out the article in Minnesota, Bacon Found at Mosque Results in Hate Crime Investigation Solidarity Vigil for Muslim Communities on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted now. And I appreciate that post, by the way, Tim. Good timing, brother from another mother. I want to finish this off just to show you what Muslims are doing once they invade other countries. They come in carrying the shield when, in fact, they have the spear. They come in and they play the victim when, in fact, they're the perpetrator of the crime, as I'm highlighting right now. In England and in Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population, which only further solidifies my point that they're bringing their culture with them. And they need to be caged, friends. In the USA, listen carefully, America, 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps, on your dime, and 68.3% of Muslims coming into the United States, are on cash welfare. That means you're paying for it. Okay? Now we have Muslims running for the governorship in the state of Wisconsin, or in Michigan, forgive me. All the while knowing that an international criminal is funding that individual, on top of what I've already shared with you concerning the first and second segments, coming directly from their books. In America, you're rolling over in the face of this, and you're allowing government in this country to tell you better not do anything concerning what's going on, or else. Doesn't that tell you who they're working for, friends? Doesn't that show you that you are under perfect judgment in this country? Because I want to tell you something, friends. You got a whole lot of false prophets on the rise today. A whole lot. A whole lot of them, friends. And it isn't good, let me tell you. It's not good for them. The Lord said, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own hearts and not out of their own mouth. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace, and they shall say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of their own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Isn't this what you're hearing today? You better get with the program with Donald Trump or else. Whoa. And then the anger of the Lord gets hotter and hotter as he pronounces more judgment upon that nation. The Lord said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, saith the Lord, and had caused my people to hear my words, listen to the direction the prophet speaks, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings. Matter of fact, these false prophets are doing nothing more or nothing less than strengthening the hands of the evildoers. you are in a time of deception, America, in a big way, and you better get, for your own sake, for your posterity's sake, for your future's sake, you better get a hold of the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I tell you this every show on purpose, because you need to understand that this is the anger of the Lord upon a disobedient nation that refuses to hear his words. What's the sign of a true prophetic individual? Words that will profit, that will turn you back unto the Lord. That will give the message, repent or else. And that's really the message, Matthew 3:2. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. Read the book of Jeremiah. Folks, use some common sense is really what it comes down to. Read the book of Jeremiah. Going through it slowly once again. Spending lots of time in the New Testament and then going back. Read Math. As a matter of fact, read Jeremiah 23 and then read Matthew 23. Tell me it's not the same Christ, because it is. I want to get over to this because I want to play some audio for you. If you want to fill the seats, just promote the fight. Driving support communist style. Well, I actually wrote that letter on June 20th because the Lord has been putting this on my heart for a time now. And I'm regurgitating. I'm eating that word and I'm regurgitating it and saying, Lord, I need revelation. What is it? How does it apply? What does it look like? How does it act? And that's all you have to look to and no further than, friends, is the communist playbook. Because this is the mind of the enemy of the souls of men. Folks, I had shared with you how in politics, and I highlighted it during the first segment as well, how presidents are not elected, they are selected. President Franklin D. Roosevelt said that. I didn't make that up. I highlighted the fact that when you go through this letter, you see that these true revolutionaries, they don't flaunt their radicalism. What they do is they blend in. They cut their hair. They put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Who said that? Saul Alinsky. I highlighted in this article that it's the purpose of government to maintain order, to enforce God's standard of right and wrong, to restrain men from sin, not to advocate it. I highlighted, friends, that Richard Nixon said when the president does it concerning his crimes, he said that it means it's not illegal. And we're seeing the same thing from this current administration, who means to pardon itself concerning his crimes against we the people, whatever they may be, and what the truth is of the matter. So listen to that. When the president does it, that means it's not illegal, said Nixon. And of course, the Constitution states otherwise. Then I talked about leading through opposition, the circus of politics, the dog and pony show from start to finish. I also showed how what's taking place in your country is diversion. It's fabricated and contrived. And whatever happens in politics, you can bet that it was planned that way. Said again, President Franklin Roosevelt. I didn't say it. He did. And how Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. People are caught up on that. What do you mean when you say the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves? Create the problem, come in behind it, play the problem solver. Nothing new under the sun. Then I also highlighted in this article, friends, and it's important that I highlight this. While most people believe that the current president is being beat up by the media, one must remember that he is nothing more than a created underdog. And if you look at this through a different lens, you will clearly see that he is being beat up by those, listen carefully, this is important. He is being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. Just think about that. I just told you during the first segment that Barack Hussein Obama is being reported wants to destroy this administration. Last week I highlighted Hillary Clinton coming after the Donald Trump administration again. Well, why doesn't he prosecute him? Look at all this smoke and mirrors as to what's taking place in the United States of America. Folks, where's all the warfare? Politicians. Who's promoting it? The media.
Well, deal with the media and deal with the corrupt politicians, and then guess what? You're going to have a different country that quick. I'm going to play the audio on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Well, as promised, you know, and I really do hate saying it. Because I don't mean to be, you know, I'm confidence. Strong confidence to those that fear the Lord. The Lord said in Proverbs 28 that he makes the righteous bold as lions. It's like I'm not trying to be anything outside of the fact that it's just like a little kid walking around saying, hey, listen, can anybody see that? Listen, I'm supposed to tell you this. This is what's on my heart right now, and I know it's the Lord. This is what's going on. And then all of a sudden, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later, there it is. Again, and I'm not trying to be anything, friends. I'm just simply pointing my finger back at the Word of God and what it clearly says. They commit adultery and walk in lies. Adultery means friendship with the world is enmity with God. Read James 4:4. I'm reading Jeremiah 23 right now, though, just so you know. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They're not telling him to repent. No, you're, folks, and you're hearing a lot of this today. What you call prophets are not prophets at all. They're prophesying from their own evil imaginations, from their own wicked hearts. And the Lord said, I'm going to feed them with wormwood and make them drink the waters of gall. And as it goes on, He's identifying what a prophet and a real prophet is to a false prophet. Prophets are sent to slay men in sin, to call it out for what it is, not the way they want it to be. The Lord said, hearken unto the words of the prophets. He said, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain, empty, and worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. And they say to you, peace, peace. They prophesy and walk after the imagination of their own wicked hearts. And yet here is the professed church in America holding on. And conservatives that should know better. And the reason they don't know better is because they're not taking the time to read for themselves. But they're out there saying, oh, no, man, we need to get behind this. We need to pay attention to what's going on and stand with him tooth and nail. Well, listen, I'm just simply here to tell you that if you want to fill the seats, friends, just promote the fight. It's exactly what the media is doing. And what you don't realize is they're driving support communist style. Someone sent this over to me, a radio listener. Here it is, Bradley. It's what you've been talking about. And the Lord's got a way of just getting this stuff to me, and it's just pretty cool how it works, let me tell you. It's just a confirmation of what I told you prior to where we're at today in the present. It's just a confirmation that when I say we're onto something, I know we're onto something. And I'm telling you, friends, if you want to put an end to what's going on, deal with the media and deal with corrupt politicians. There's the two. Folks, you want resolve? Deal with corrupt politicians and deal with the media. You want resolve? Deal with the corrupt politicians and deal with the media. But it first starts with you. It first starts with you. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment, and you will understand soon enough. Matthew 3:12, Acts 20, verse 21, so on and so forth. Now, this was my letter from June 20th. This is what they're talking about now on a national level. And I want you to listen carefully, because now you have your enemies, what you call the left, calling out the right for their hypocrisy when it comes to the lies of the current administration. Okay? I'm not trying to get you caught up into the fight. I'm trying to get you from a bird's eye view as to look as to who's pulling the strings behind those fighters that they keep promoting. Put that into clarity. Sam, go ahead and play that. Listen to this carefully, friends.
This is CNN, home of fake news.
Glenn Beck on the criticism of the president and why that emboldens his supporters. Are you getting numb to all the misinformation and dishonesty? Are you able to keep up? The Toronto Star is trying to keep up. They have a tally of Trump's falsehoods. You see the newest headline here, 71 false things in 14 days. The conclusion from the fact checker is that his dishonesty is increasing. You've heard me talk a lot about this, about the president's false claims and outright lies. Of course, there's a lot of outrage in the press about that, especially this week, given the dishonesty around the immigration debate. But look, let's confront how this really works. The more stories there are, the more challenges to President Trump, the more criticism of him, the more fact checks of him. It seems the more that Trump supporters embrace the president. They pull him more close to them. And we've seen that again and again at rallies and in polling, et cetera. In fact, Trump's approval among his base still remarkably high. These are numbers that any Republican. So let's talk about that with Glenn Beck. He's the CEO of The Blaze, and he joins me now. Glenn, a lot to get to. I know I mentioned before the break that you put on that Make America Great Again hat. What are you trying to say?
Yeah. That you have become me circa 2009.
Is that a compliment?
Wait,
is that a compliment?
See it. No, it's not. And you don't see it. None of you are willing to listen to what you're doing. And you're dividing us even more. We've had two people threaten the lives of either a congressman's child or the president's child. Where are the people that were so worried about language and the tone on television? You just had George Takei talking about Japanese internment camps. What's next? FEMA camps? Don't you understand what you're doing? You're driving people into the arms of Donald Trump. You're driving them.
Okay, now, did you hear what I said, folks? Concerning my article, and here's the problem. Here's the problem, America. It's the conservatives that are supposed to be walking in the light, as they say. Well, we have eyes to see. No, the Bible clearly tells us that when you say that you can see, you're blind. But those that are blind, they can see. And I want to tell you why. Because you're looking through the wrong set of eyes. They're spiritual eyes, friends. And that comes from your heart that the Holy Ghost gives you. He said that if you come unto him, he'll anoint your eyes that you might see. And it only comes through meditating upon his word that he shows you things to come. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you hear that? The more that you attack Donald Trump, the more that you drive his supporters into his arms. That is called communist-style driving support through leading of opposition. Now, what this dummy on CNN doesn't realize is he's the one that's being used to drive more support to Donald Trump. But I want to tell you what, his string pullers know exactly what they're doing. Okay, so this whole piece is on how over the last 14 days, Donald Trump has made 71 false claims. And are they straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel? Of course they are. But the fact of the matter is it doesn't need to be true on either side. It's still driving support to Donald Trump. Regardless of what Donald Trump does, the people that support him are driven to support him with a free hand. That is communism. You want to know why? Because they refuse to do their own homework. They refuse to be a principled people. They refuse to obey God. And because of it, more support is being driven to this administration to do whatever he wants to do. And guess what, friends? He's doing just that. He's doing just that. Do you think for one moment your enemies, America, don't know exactly what they're doing? You got another thing coming. They're using these useful idiots in the media to attack Donald Trump, to drive support, more support to Donald Trump's administration. Now, the sad part about all of this is I went to the list of 71 false claims that Donald Trump made. And many of them are exactly right. He lied. He bold-faced lied to the American people. But to his followers, it doesn't matter because they don't trust the media. Do you think for one moment that they want you to trust the media? Of course not. Folks, I mean, CNN, CSBC, MSNBC, the list goes on, CNN. Folks, this used to be the National Enquirer that nobody used to believe. Now everybody says they don't believe it. They created this mistrust between the American people and the media. But because the American people are being entertained out of their freedoms by watching the circus of politics, pro wrestling at its very worst, the dog and pony show, well, I guess that matters more than anything else. But doesn't it bother you that your enemies that you call the left are calling you out right for what you leave undone? How is it that you justify what this administration does? And for the record, because I got 30 seconds left, I told you so. I told you so, America. Guess who's starting to see it now? The state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media. They're starting, the Lord's starting to put it out in the face of the people that, wait a second, Trump is receiving more support by what the media is doing. Yep, that's a communist tactic, friends.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.